Good evening. The show begins in Ukraine. The ceasefire negotiated by President Trump and President Putin begins sloppily, Later in the day, President Zelensky acknowledged the ceasefire, and it too begins. Ceasefires are interim steps. What comes next is an unknown. There is open fire in Gaza. Jeff Causlin joins to talk about the Israeli reinvestment of Gaza, Gaza City, and Khan Yunis, what remains of Hamas. I'm told there are a number of recruits, teenagers, untrained, against a first-rate fighting force accustomed to urban fighting. It's not a match. It is the end of Hamas. Mr. Netanyahu is very straightforward. The hostages were not returned. There was no acknowledgement of the phases. And Hamas leadership will be reduced. The teenagers will surrender. They won't fight to the death. They don't even know how to use their weapons. Three of them last weekend tried to plant an IED in full view of the surveillance drones. And their lives ended as they committed a terror act. Whoever told them to do that, whoever convinced them that they were credible fighters, is also someone who deserves not to survive the conflict. Then we discuss the Houthis, the bombing campaign underway. There is a whack-a-mole about this. Boots on the ground is the way to solve Sana'a, and that is not something that there's talk of. So the campaign will continue. The heart of the story, the brain of the story, is Iran. There's talk that the president has given Iran 2 months to make a deal. Don't know. There's no deal there. The Ayatollah's not going to deal at this remove. Iran conducts itself as on a martyr mission. A happy note, however. Jeff and I discussed the Europeans, and are they intending to put together a European fighting force? They call it a peace force. Separate from, parallel to, in contention with NATO. Unknown. They're talking about it. They're finding the money for it. Europe is not being responsible about its own survival. It's dependent upon others. The United States, and the people of the United States who generate the capital that affords the United States the defense industry it has. The revenue in the European states, to my knowledge, built over the last 80 years has built an impressive welfare state. Good for them. You have to defend it. And they're not ready to yet. Right. I believe them when they say they're going to raise the money and do it. How long? I don't know. A happy conversation with Chris Riegel about what I saw from the presentation of Jensen Huang, the boss of NVIDIA, looking into the immediate future. Chris tells me the Moore's Law, which is it doubles every 18 months, the speed, the power. Moore's Law has been broken. I think Chris told me 5 times every 2 years, some fantastic number. What I saw was a plan not only for the Blackwell chip, which is the high end right now, but a chip called the Vera Rubin and a chip called the Feynman. Faster, faster, faster. Making possible artificial generative general intelligence, which masquerades as a human being. It uses many more tokens to make a decision than the AI we're using now. A token being a piece of information that comes in, comes in, comes in very quick order. I'll know more about it as we go forward. It's got a whole new language, such as angentic AI. And the machines are massive. The data center is a machine. 200,000 miles of cable. There was a video on the presentation by NVIDIA that showed one under construction. I asked Chris about it. He said there are specialized teams that move around and build them. They're being built everywhere. 21st century, 22nd century stuff. Fabulous. Highly approved. Michael Bernstam joins to comment on the Trump administration's inadvertent or advertent and quiet sanction on the Russians. The Biden administration had provided a waiver for certain banks to clear the income for the oil sales. That needed to be renewed, that waiver. It came up on the March 12th, Michael tells me, and it was not renewed. Therefore, those banks are at risk of being sanctioned, which means driven out of the dollar system if they clear the trades for the Russian oil companies. Don't know. Odd. Odd business. The war, the sanctions, the oil, India and China buying the oil, the Biden administration allowing the oil to flow from Iran. Though Iran is under sanctions, Russia is under sanctions. The shadow fleet under sanctions. I'm sure they'll sort this out in the 22nd century. Footnotes at best. The information warfare fought by China is enhanced by making celebration of the fact that the Voice of America was canceled. I've used Voice of America over the years. It's an antique. It's a posting and a radio broadcast. There are many ways to get your news these days. Yes, of course, why trust it? But it's information. And if you look in the right place, you'll get information that makes sense eventually. No rush. I do it every morning with FT, Bloomberg, The Wall Street Journal, if I must. Not the Times, not the Post, except for I read the headlines above the fold. And then I go to Reuters, which I find helpful. Reuters is an amalgam of all those pages together, plus their own writers. And they tend not to have a dog in the fight when it comes to American partisanship. Trust is too strong a word. Rely upon for headlines that are at once introductory and non-controversial. Voice of America is gone. It'll be replaced by something that's worthy. And the people who work there are skillful. They'll find work before AGI shows up and takes all the work. I talked to Chris about that, about the jobs that Musk and the Doge team are identifying as inefficient. Well, AGI can do those jobs. It's impressive. Now, I saw a demonstration. I haven't used it myself. There is no Vera Rubin and or Feynman chip available right now. They're testing them. But they will be soon enough. And they'll be put into the machines like Anthropic and ChatGPT and Grok. And we'll see. We'll see if it comes up with answers and exchanges and conversations and insights that come close to being not human, useful. Greg Scarlato joins about North Korea and the risk that Yoon will be impeached and removed from office when the Constitutional Court rules on the proceedings against him. South Korea is in a tangle right now, and the elements that favor North Korea and China are in the lead. I learned from Greg Scarlato. And then a conversation with James Fennell, very helpful conversation, about a technology that China is enhancing to make the landings on the Taiwan shore. A barge with a bridge in front that extends over rocky beach areas and delivers equipment rolling on from the back of the barge is the simplest way I can say it. They've been building it for a few years, and now they're demonstrating it. They're practicing. This is James Fennell, U.S. Navy Captain, Intelligence, retired in Switzerland. And then Bruce Bechtel joins about North Korea, making money on those deployments in Ukraine and making money on selling missiles and artillery to Russia. Making money. North Korea being brought into the Axis powers. Ben Talibu from the Foundation for Defense of Democracy joins to talk about Iran's suspect nuclear weapon program and what must be done to make certain that Iran doesn't restart it once and if it's solved. A lot must be done. Iran is not a trustworthy regime. The Islamic Republic is not trustworthy. And what must be done is straightforward. It's domination. No trust. Good conversation with John Hartley of Civitas and Hoover about Canada. He's a Canadian citizen born in Toronto. And there's an election either immediately in April or by October. Two visions of the future of Canada. One, energy and mineral rich. The other, dominated by concerns about green and climate change and net zero. Two visions, 40 million people. And the flag will drop and they'll start the race. This election is a good test of where Canada wants to go. People get the kind of government they deserve. They want a green government, they can have it. Continuing the liberals in power. Although Conrad Black tells me that no party has won four elections in a row for 70 years. We'll see. This could be immediate. The new premier has never been a member of parliament, is not now of the seat in parliament, so it would be odd if he were to keep the premiership all the way till October. But it can be done. At least I'm not told there's a prohibition for it. Conversation with John Hartley about our neighbors to the north, and we're their neighbors to the south. Simon Constable in the south of France. I asked him, is there anti-Americanism around you? These are the farmers, National Rally, Marine Le Pen's people. None. No anti-Americanism. Friendly, cheerful, what you'd expect from farmers. And the beautiful French, southern French countryside. And then Bob Zimmerman summarizes the many splendid ideas that freedom brings to the entrepreneurs about monetizing space. Wonderful. Rocket building, satellite orbiting, the Earth-Moon system enhanced now by Firefly putting a probe on the surface successfully called Blue Ghost. The Earth-Moon system is the immediate development of the 21st century and then on to the Earth-Mars system. Much more in the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.